Second, if we have identified the disease and know its usual incubation period, the amount of time between exposure to an infectious agent and the onset of symptoms, we may be able to estimate a probable time of exposure, which in turn may lead to our discovery of the source of the epidemic. For example, if we see an increase in measles cases on a certain day, and we know the incubation period is about 2 weeks, we can ask which areas the cases visited during the past few weeks.